19th District Legislative Update. I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Jeff Wilson. You have a bill that aims to protect tow truck drivers on the side of the road?
All around the roads of Washington State, we rely on tow truck operators to at times, well, in fact, rescue us alongside our road. We owe it to those hardworking individuals that work in such a dangerous occupation to make that a safer workplace environment for them. This bill incorporates the use of rear-facing blue lights, but only in limited situations. The basis for this is it's not just for the workers' protection. It's for all of us. All of us are customers. All of us need a tow or need assistance from a tow truck professional from time to time. And that puts us in that dangerous environment. This bill is a result of unfortunate tragedies that have occurred where it not only takes the lives of the professional men and women that operate tow trucks, but their customers, which in fact is us and our families. Currently, blue lights are reserved for law enforcement activities. However, I would like to make sure that everybody knows that this bill does not replace in any way law enforcement activities. In fact, this should be supportive services. Quite frankly, let's think about this. What do we all do when we first come out or upon a scene and we see red and blue lights? Hopefully that will result in tapping the brake pedal, paying more attention, or doing what the law already requires, which is move over and slow down.
With more electric cars on the road, there will also be more charging stations. You're sponsoring a bill that attempts to get ahead of a problem related to those stations, right?
The legislature has sent a clear message that public charging stations for electric vehicles will be very numerous throughout the coming years. In fact, they will be populated the state by thousands. That becomes an attractive target for those that would like to remove parts of the EV charging station, especially the charging cord that we connect to our vehicle, and then try to recover money at a recycling or a recovery facility for that item. This bill is proactive. It gets in front of a crime we're just now starting to see and made public of the theft of that plug-in cord. I'm proud to say that this bill will take responsible action with industry support to get ahead of this and to provide a system, ask some questions before you simply show up and would like to sell an EV charging cord that you have in your possession.
19th District Legislative Update with Senator Jeff Wilson. I'm Tracy Ellis.